Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. I have 9:02 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485183 through 485242, warrants number 8701 through 8703, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 14th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for October 14th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for October 14th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we'll move to our planning and zoning rezones this morning. At this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right, thank you guys. I would like to welcome everybody to the Taney County public hearing, October 21st, 2025. This hearing is conducted in compliance with the Taney County zoning regulations, which require public hearings for each zoning change application submitted to the Planning Commission staff. At this time, the following documents will officially be entered into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, staff file including all information for each case. And Exhibit D, audio files for these orders to be heard. Okay, now I'm going to explain how the hearing will proceed. Number one, a staff report for each case will be presented and reviewed, followed by any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room, hand it back in, and state your name before speaking. All comments and questions must be directed to the County Commission. The public comment session for each case will conclude once all input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. All right, so our first case, order number 10-21-2025-01, owner Bo and Ashton DeJager, property 2174 State Highway 160, Branson, Missouri Township, Branson, Section 26, Township 24, Range 22. Whereas, on October 14, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map E15, Branson Township, to rezone one parcel from A1, Agricultural District, to R3, Multifamily Residential, requested by Bo and Ashton Jager. Parcel number 06-7.0-26-000-000-027.000. All right, with that, I'd like to get you guys up to speed on where this is at. Okay, so we got the, 165? Here, 248 intersection right down here, almost out of the county. A little bit closer, that's where they merge right here. So we're right back on that corner. The subdivision's called Tinker. It's an existing subdivision, so they're going to come back with a plat to do an amendment to it because they're going to have to lot it up If you guys remember, this has been parceled out a little area here for a MoDOT tower and also an AT&T tower. We'll get to that in a second. But once again, we're just talking about what's in blue here. This is lot one, so this will end up being lot two. So zoning around it, it's pretty much all A1. You've got a little rural residential over here, a little R1 down here, a little commercial a little bit further over. But everything around this is actually A1. This is something that I ask the applicant to do because you can't really switch zoning when you got a conditional use for a tower without losing that use. So if this does get approved, they're going to create a lot two that's going to have that new AT&T tower. Of course, the existing MoDOT tower is right here, and I can kind of show you where that's at. This will be recorded if this is approved. So I kind of drew it in here. Here's that MoDOT tower. Here's where they're going to eventually build that AT&T tower, and that's lot two. Like I said, lot one. So actually, I misspoke. This will be, end up being lot three eventually. Okay. So with that, I'll turn it back to you guys. And any questions for me before we bring up the applicant?
Not at this time. I don't. Do you? Okay. All right. We'll call to order the public hearing. And at this time, we would ask the applicant, please step forward and give us the scope of your project, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my name is Bodie Eager. So that's about 15 and a half acres what I have. The lot one is actually a piece of property I don't own. That's a separate individual. Kind of my game plan is towards the back of the lot. So there's a big ravine right in that area. Yep. And then on both sides, there's some flash area that I'm wanting to put a couple, one fourplex there and one on the other hilltop for residential living. Just trying to, done some math on it, and I think a fourplex is an affordable way to make some rental living, not nightly rentals. I know that's been a popular question, but just make some reasonable, affordable living and rental units.
Okay. And you're anticipated, how many are you planning on building there?
Right now, I was just talking to John. Some of my questions rely on what I can do for a septic system. But based on what I have right now, I'm looking at two fourplex units, one on each hilltop. And then if sewer provides additional, then I might do some smaller single units closer to the road. But to start, it would be the two fourplexes and maybe half a dozen houses if potential's there.
Have any questions for the applicant at this time? Talk amongst ourselves and kind of look at this. And okay, thank you, Bo.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
He mentioned the parcel that I've subdivided. Is that has to get approved in the same meeting of sense too? Because I have all the paperwork, all it got recorded and stuff. So is it not approved until after?
So here's how that works. That's a conditional use, is based on that zoning. So it's A1.
Yep.
So I ask that to be split off based on the fact that if you change that use now and you go to R3,
mm-hmm.
that would lose that A1,
right.
And now it wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
It's conditional. It's not set in stone. So that's why you're going to do that. No, it is going to be fine.
Right. I already have it, all the papers signed. That's, I think you signed it the other day, last week or so, and it's been, I had it recorded that same day.
Right.
So was that the final step, or is it also getting looked at by the commissioner?
No, you're done on your end.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Yes. Thank you. And that's supplied by public water out there, Cody?
It is not.
It's not.
Wells.
Do what?
It'll be a well, yes. Okay. And since it's the size of it, it'll be a DNR regulated well because it'll be almost like a commercial one. I think the DNR spec is over six single family, which, you know, fourplex is going to have more than that, two of them. So he's going to have to go through DNR to get that approval.
Okay. then the sewer requirements with the geographical out there, I mean, is there going to be?
So that was something, yeah. So in our red book, you cannot find anything for R3 density that doesn't state a sewer plant or connect a public sewer. I know they exist in the county before our regs. So that was something that I always thought was kind of an issue. He's almost got to satisfy John somehow, but it doesn't state in the reg book that you can do it any other way. So it would almost have to be an exception to it to put septic in. You almost need an individual plant, or it needs to be hooked to the sewer district or some sewer district that has a plant.
Okay.
He's got a lot of land. He's got plenty of area to put laterals out there. It's just normally the density requirement for that many people, you don't want to put that big a field out there, and that's why the book doesn't even address it. It just assumes that's where you're going.
Okay. Does that pull that back into that 2 acre per dwelling requirement or anything?
It would.
Okay.
So, yeah, his density would have to stay up there at the high end of acreage per unit. Based on that, he doesn't have centralized sewer. Keep him in that.
Okay. And that would be regulated by our environmental before any building permits were issued. We would need sewer permitting and plans.
That approved through environmental services, and we'd still hold that. If we went septic, we'd still hold that density for each unit, 2 acres. So we'd have to, you got 4 units. You know, you've ate up 8 acres of property to do that. So.
Gotcha.
Unless you want to put centralized sewer in there.
Can you zoom in a little bit there so I can kind of see the elevation change right back there in that draw on the backside, how it drops off?
Kind of hard to try.
I can see a little bit. I was just trying to see right in the middle of it where it drops down to what it is at the top there.
1298 is the low point, it looks like, right here.
So it drops almost 50 foot from some of that. It does.
Yeah,
because we got 46 over there in the corner. 1346.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like it flattens out towards the road there, be to the south on the.
So he's going to build there and then over here, and you can see it's really flat. That's probably going to be some kind of entrance through that flatter portion back into that structure. So.
Which would more than likely be where lateral fields would be if they use conventional sewer. On the
it would eat up a lot of it, right? It's going to take a lot of space to do a conventional septic.
Because I mean, we don't have any central sewer anywhere close out there.
No.
Okay. Is there a way for us to move forward if it were to be approved to just retain that 2 acre per dwelling requirement? I don't know if that's a fair question, regardless of the sewage needs out there, if it ends up being a plant, because I mean, a plant's going to be an exuberant amount of money to build out there.
Yeah.
It would just fall back on the regulations per the 2 acres if there wasn't a plant approved out there.
Right.
Or built.
Right.
Okay.
It's just following regs.
Okay.
Which, you know, your plant would probably be in more in the low spot, you know, and gravity feed everything. So, but with that ability, and I don't know, by the time you put the amount of laterals and septics in, you might be a wash just put a small plant in, you know.
Okay.
Little small package plants.
Yeah.
And then that would be regulated by capacities that are in there as to how many dwellings could be hooked onto that plant.
Right, it'd have to be designed for it, yes.
Okay.
That would. You guys want to see a road entrance? Because that's his next issue, you know. This being ate up by MoDOT, it's not going to allow that easement to be used for an entrance, so that's his end.